listen to the whispers. If you don't listen to them, they will become much louder and they could become screams. And at that point, we all would have said, oh, I should have listened. Consider listening to the message that your mind, your body, your soul is trying to tell you.
Welcome to Fit Food Junkies, addicted to health. My name is Emily E, and I'm a certified group fitness instructor and personal trainer. We will not only talk about fitness and nutrition, but also explore how to build a strong mindset, have ultimate motivation, and how to live life to its fullest. Let's start on our health and fitness journey together. Today, I have a very special guest. She is a successful life coach and entrepreneur. She has been profiled in People Magazine and Entrepreneur Magazine, and she currently runs her own coaching business called the Life Coach Agency. She is my personal life coach and just so happens to be my mom. I am so excited to interview my mom today, who is also such an incredible life coach and has created such an indelible impact in so many people's lives. I'm excited today to dig deep on a recent car accident that I was in, and it pivoted my entire life course. Today, we are going to talk about how to turn a negative into a positive and how to have the perspective in life that everything happens for a reason. I am so excited to welcome my mom, my life coach, the one and only Gina Eckstein.
Well, thank you so much, Em. That was an awesome intro, and I am so excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you. And what's really interesting, today you're actually going to interview me and kind of dig deep as a life coach of my recent experience. And also, just to throw this in about you, my mom actually was born in Mexico City, and she obviously speaks Spanish. She first language was Spanish. She moved to the States when she was 13 years old. I also speak Spanish fluently. I think it's so cool, your background and how you also came into the States as an entrepreneur, self-made, and you did it on your own and then followed your passion as a life coach. I look up to you in so many ways. And if you're listening, know that you can do it too.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, one of the things that I always wanted to do was to give back. And coming to this country, I feel so incredibly lucky and blessed to be here. And I always look for the opportunities, not only to grow, but to help others. I look forward to working with individuals that want to create big achievements and are able to come up with different goals in their lives that they want to reach. I think everyone has amazing, amazing potential to get there. It's just that sometimes we get caught in the chatter in our brains and we can't get out. So a coach, a good life coach, tries to unravel that, pull those pieces out, and help clients get to achieve their goals. And I think that one of the things that we've worked on, especially this last month with everything that happened, as we unravel things that are going on, ideas that we have, what happens when life just throws a big bomb in front of you,
right,
and makes your life kind of stop in its tracks and makes you wonder, well, what was this all about? And try to analyze it to see if you can see the lesson in it and change it to your favor so that you can make good changes out of almost any experience.
Before we dive deep into that, what is the difference between a therapist and a life coach?
That's a great question. A therapist usually wants to look back into your past. The way I like to look at it is, you know, they are very skilled at looking back, dealing with trauma, addiction, things like that, they're very, very well qualified to deal with. A life coach, I think of as somebody that wants to help you think about your future and wants to help you come up with plans of action so you can achieve your goals.
A lot of goal setting.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I know all the top entrepreneurs, CEO, Tony Robbins always talks about this, how all the successful entrepreneurs out there, all the CEOs, they have their own life coach to hold them accountable for goal setting, whatever they want to reach in life. So I think it's really interesting that, especially whether it's post-COVID or any time in life, if you feel like you're in a rut, you don't feel like you need or want to go to therapy, maybe having, which again is great too, but having a life coach, I also think is a great idea to have someone unbiased and to hold you accountable for things you want to accomplish in your life.
Absolutely. And I also think that it is so insightful and so productive to work with a life coach, because what happens is as you start to voice your goals and as you start to voice what you want out of your life, things start to happen because you're now telling your brain, this is the direction I want to go on. And so we start to develop a lot of clarity so you can understand where you need to go. We do a lot of trial and error. There are some things that you're going to try and then you go, oh, I just realized that's just not the path I want to go on. But that's just as wonderful to find that out as it is to find out what path you do want to go on, because then you find out what you don't want to do. So it's very important to, when you work with a life coach or a therapist, as you become aware of the words that are coming out of your mouth and you become aware of the intention of where you want to go, it is fascinating how your world starts to open up in new and exciting ways, because you start to see things differently and you also start to visualize different paths, and you have the courage and the support of somebody to walk that path with you.
And going off of that, ever since I was little, if I ever said negative things to myself out loud that I would never say to anybody else, you would always tell me, you can't say those words to yourself because you're going to believe it. And it's so true. And the second I started to change the words that I tell myself, it's almost like those words manifest if you actually believe them yourself. I think that as a coach, it's really interesting because I know how many lives you've touched just by impacting people by the ways that they treat themselves, I think is really interesting too.
Absolutely. It's very important to listen to the words we say to ourselves. If you say to somebody, I am a diabetic. No, you are not a diabetic. You have diabetes. So you want to stop personalizing diseases. You want to stop personalizing, I am messy. No. Instead of saying, I am messy, you may say, I need to work on getting more organized.
Right. This is what I thought was so interesting that you said to me the other day. And I said, my car accident. I was talking to someone. I said, my car accident. I was texting someone about my car accident. And you go, Em, it's not your car accident. You don't want to attach this piece of your life that you want to be behind you to yourself. It's not your car accident. You want to say it was a car accident that I was in, or the car accident. That little change, it's helped me cope so much with what has happened, because I'm starting to detach this traumatizing experience from my life and learning to cope with it, rather than having it feel like it's always going to be attached to me, because it's not mine. It's just something that happened.
Correct.
So thank you for telling me that, because that's just a small example that has really had a big impact.
So important for us to listen to the way that we speak to ourselves and how that brain is always chattering. And if whatever you hear is what your body is going to believe it's true. It's what your brain is going to believe it's true. When you're working with a coach, for example, and I suddenly hear the person saying something, I'm able to point it out where the person says, oh my God, I never realized I was saying that. I never really realized what I was
telling
my body. Exactly. Oh, I'm so fat. No, you are not so fat. Oh, I'd like to lose weight. Tell your brain what you want, not what you don't want. Mm. So there are so many different tricks and techniques to be able to not only control your mind chatter, but make it pivot so that it works for you instead of against you, so that you can become a stronger, more resilient individual, and you're going to be able to feel so much more ready to achieve your goals, because you are going to become so much more prepared with all of these tools that are going to help you move forward, instead of always listening to the track in your head that has negativity. And one of the things that I think is really important is I make a point to say, if the words that you hear in your brain, if that was your roommate, would you let your roommate stay or would you kick that roommate out the door? Because so many people allow that negativity 24/7 to go on in their head. And you think about a friend or a roommate, you would never want to be friends with somebody like that. But yet right. you allow that voice to be repetitive and negative and pull you down 24/7. We need to change the way in which we speak to ourselves with more compassion mm-hmm. and more support and to be able to be our own best cheerleader.
Yeah. And those positive words of affirmation, again, has helped me since the accident and has always helped me in life. I used to not believe in it when you would tell me you're going to believe it if you say it. I thought it sounded kind of, you know, kind of a crazy concept to comprehend. But once I started to do it daily and I would try to write it down, let's say I didn't have time to write it down, I would just kind of repeat it in the morning. And it really does change your entire life once you believe the things that you want. When you, even if you don't fully believe it, just by saying those things, that positivity is going to, it's going to align. After the car accident, see how I say the and not my car accident, little changes like that have a very strong impact on your life.
And talking about huge impacts in your life, let's talk about what happened, because I think that it's really taught us both a lot.
Yeah, so I don't even know where to start. I can finally say this story without breaking down, but I was on my way to work. And it was early in the morning. I was on the highway on the outskirts of Austin. I recently moved to Austin, Texas, so it was my third week in Austin, especially on in the suburbs. Everyone's going pretty fast. There's a lot of those huge trucks, and I got hit by an 18-wheeler. Really only able to tell you the story by what people told me. I kind of just blacked out. I remember just whiteness, and I'm probably from the airbags. I remember my brain was telling me to do something and maneuver the car, whereas my body was completely frozen in time. I had no idea what was happening. It literally felt like I was floating in midair. I got hit by an 18-wheeler, which caused my car to go out of control across the highway. So across the entire lane, all the lanes of traffic, I was all the way in the right side and my car got pushed all the way into the fast lane and hit a pickup truck, which caused me to bounce and then go right into the median on the highway. And that divider on the highway was the last part of that stopped my car. My car was completely totaled, and the second kind of time froze, I woke back up. I didn't fully black out, but time blacked out, and I kind of woke up for a second, like, what just happened? I had no idea what happened. The airbags went off. I was able to get out of the car, and I went quickly to make sure that everyone was okay. Thank God everyone was okay. And then they looked at me and they go, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I didn't even realize that I had blood all over my face and body. I just didn't even feel that because I was just so shaken up and just also worried about everyone else. And again, I'm just so grateful that no one else got hurt. And I looked down and blood all over my face. I had a cut on my face. It was just obvious that my nose was completely shattered and broken. Later on, I had black and blue eyes, but that was the worst of it, which I'm just so grateful for. So the paramedics took me in the ambulance. They go, who should we call? I go, I don't know. I just moved here, you know? Already scary enough to be in a new city on your own. And now this happened. So I go to the ER. And I feel like I'm telling you like a movie almost, because nothing seems real to me. I also couldn't imagine your reaction when I called you mom, because that must have been just horrifying.
It's not the call you want to get, that's for sure.
Yeah, not the call you want to get.
No.
This moment that I'm about to tell you is probably the most memorable experience that I'll ever have in my life that will change me forever. And I'm in the hospital and the nurse is taking care of me. He goes, what happened? And I go, I got in a really bad car accident. And he goes, oh, well, there have been a lot of car accidents, I guess, this morning around this area. I was on my way to work and I saw a car accident just after it happened. I saw an 18-wheeler hitting a little car. He goes, I was praying that person was going to be okay, but I really don't think they made it. And he goes, you got lucky. I go, that was me. And he goes, what? Wow. I don't know if we're talking about the same accident. I go, no, that was me. And everyone in the room got chills.
I have the chills now.
Everyone had tears in their eyes. And I'm here by myself on the outskirts of Texas. Who knows where I was at the time. And someone says, a complete stranger, you know, says that to you. And he goes, there's no doubt about it that someone was protecting you. And mm-hmm. he goes, there's a bigger purpose for you mm-hmm. being here. And in that moment of time, not only did I have tears and chills and everyone in the room, it was like a movie, but I knew that just kind of my entire life flashed before my eyes, where I was unfulfilled in my full-time job, in the corporate job I had. I just, having this job took so much balance out of my life that I knew I could have, God forbid, died this day, and I would have been living my next day doing something that I was miserable doing. And just so much of my life flashed before my eyes, of gratitude, of the little things that you don't appreciate, of it's just so much in that one moment of time. It's crazy because we're talking today about how everything happens for a reason, and it's, of course, still traumatizing to this day, but I'm so, and I know we're going to talk about this, but I'm just so grateful to this accident now that, thank God, I'm okay and everyone's okay because of how much I learned from it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. I know it's not easy and I know it has gotten a lot better, but I think that it's really important to understand that as we go through life, things are going to happen. And we, you know, I always say we need to be flexible like palm trees or we're going to break. So this part of your life, it's a great time, as you did, to not just, you know, basically lick your wounds and say, okay, now I'm going to be okay and I'm going to keep going with my life the way that it is. But it literally and figuratively forced you to stand still mm-hmm. and to listen to what you really wanted and what was not working in your life. And I think that was, you know, whatever you wanted to call it, God, a higher purpose, or whatever energy you believe in, something forced you to stand still mm-hmm. and to say, it's time we look at this and see if your life is heading in the right direction or not. And what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Because you could have very easily kept on going with your life the way it was, continued, you know, with this great job that you had that was not giving you life balance, that was making you be on call 24/7, that was not allowing you to sleep, that was extremely stressful. Or do you say, you know what, I need to pivot because this is not working for me?
Yeah.
And I think that you really not only looked at your professional life, but you also looked at your the way that you were living your life and yeah. always, like, for example, Emily is always rushing. She's always wanting to
do everything. You know,
do everything and tries to fit in what most people fit in, you know, one day. She tries to fit it into 1 hour.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that really, that's changed. I've seen yeah. a big change.
Well, I remember that morning of my accident, I was just, had tears in my eyes thinking about another day of doing the job I had. And that's no way to live. And again, I knew there had to be a change after this accident because I think I would have put up with it for at least a year. And then the accident was like, hello, you almost just died. You could have died doing something that you hated doing. Get out now. Life is too short. Again, wake up call, right? But again, you can have a wake up call in life. You can have something that might happen for a reason, but it's up to you to wake up to that calling and do something about it and turn this negative into a positive. Like what you said, I mean, if you know me, if you are in my life, you know that I'm crazy in the terms of I always have a million things on my plate. Weekends and weekdays, I'm scheduled back to back, whether it's, I mean, you know, teaching is my passion, teaching exercise classes. First of all, I didn't even have time to teach with this full-time job, which made me so sad. And now I'm going to get back into it, which I'm excited. And I have a new job in the fitness industry in the corporate field, which I'm very excited for, finally following that passion of mine. But if you know me, I was always doing 20 things at once. And no breaks, no sleep, and trying to almost please everyone but myself. Another thing was just saying yes to everything instead of saying no. I saw the power of no, which was crazy to me. Little things of, instead of like making up a reason why I can't do something, just being straight up with people, kind of being selfish in some ways to prioritize your own well-being, I think is really powerful. And also just setting time for yourself. And also, just like what you said, Mom, is slowing down. I think that has been one of the hardest things for me to do in life because I'm a go-getter and I go all the time. It's really hard for me to sit still. I remember when I first got into yoga, I was like, how can I do this? It's too slow for me. I was like, what is, you know, I'm like, people, I teach everything, literally everything you can imagine, but yoga. And people are like, oh, why don't you get certified? And honestly, now I want to, but before I was like, I would be like a boot camp instructor because I'm, you know, I'm like always up here with all this energy. And I think sometimes you gotta bring it down a little bit and balance out. And I just feel like I've been so out of balance for so long. And this accident has allowed me to slow down. It's crazy for me to be able to see that, but also be able to, I guess, implement the parts and the pieces of my life to make me slow down. I mean, I came to LA to get surgery. Since my nose was shattered, they had to push it back into place and decided to come home and be with my family after everything that happened and get the surgery here. And it forced me for a month to not do high intensity workouts, just walking at very low intensity. It's crazy because I felt my cortisol was even, your stress hormone was high before. And I was always like on this insane level, and it's brought me down to a balanced zone in my life that I've never felt before. Doesn't mean I'm not gonna go back into those, you know, some of those crazy workouts, but it's a balance. Mixing those with lower intensity, mixing those with just a piece of moderation and balance that you try to practice and preach, but sometimes it's hard to practice it yourself.
Right. I mean, it was getting to the point where do you remember, used to get up at 5 a.m. and drive like an hour to go and teach. And you were teaching that very, very intense spin class. And then you would
go to your corporate job
and then you would teach again. And then this was even before this job. And so it was just nonstop where, you know, I think this has been a pattern that has been going on for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sometimes we get little nudges in life that say, you know, you need to slow down. And then other times when the nudges are unheard and we ignore them, then you get something like, you know, a big nudge, which is like a car accident that says, whoa, I just stopped me on my tracks. And yeah. Now I need to reevaluate my life.
Yeah. One of my best friends sent me this. It was a video from Oprah, and you have to look at the video on YouTube, but it's something in the lines of, she says, or I don't know if she's repeating a quote, but life will send you whispers, little nudges. Life will send you whispers. You could listen to them. You can ignore them. It'll send you louder whispers. You can listen to them or you can ignore them, and they get louder and louder, and you keep not listening. And the second you stop listening, that becomes a scream, or it becomes something that can be really bad. And I do think, looking back in my life, that I've had a lot of those whispers that I've ignored, that has been telling me to slow down my life. All in all, listen to those whispers in your life, because life will guide you in the right direction. If you are willing, if you are, just like we talked about the law of attraction today, it's like what you're willing to put out there will attract if you believe in it. Same thing with those whispers. Life will guide you in the right direction if you're willing to listen, if you're willing to act. And again, I was at the point of that scream.
Yes, yes. We need to acknowledge when we're trying to convince ourselves that the thing we're doing that's not working for us is the right thing. For example, in this current position that you had, that you just left, it was with an amazing company. It took forever to get. It was very coveted. You had, you know, had to go through, I don't even know how many interviews to get to this position. So to finally have this position and then
walk away
is not easy. So the whole time you were saying, I'm going to push through. I'm just going to make it work. I'm going to push through it. But at what cost?
Right.
So the question really is, what whispers are we all not listening to? And what do we need to hear that we are continually pushing down? Are you pushing it down with exercise? Are you doing it with food? Are you doing it with ignoring that whisper? You know, we are all being guided in some way. And it's really important to take a moment and understand what that guidance is, mm-hmm. and to have the courage to, at the very least, listen to it and then acknowledge it and then consider making a change.
Right.
Instead of just, I don't want to hear it. If you don't hear it, you could be going the wrong way. At least take your hands down and listen to it. And then you'll make a choice whether you want to act on it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to the whispers. If you don't listen to them, then, like Emily said, they will become much louder, and they could become screams. And at that point, we all would have said, oh, I should have listened.
Yeah.
So consider listening to the message that your mind, your body, your soul is trying to tell you. And another way to understand what those whispers sound like
or mean
is sometimes, you know, when you're ready to go to work and you suddenly your stomach starts to hurt, or you get headaches
or tears.
You know, these are signs. Your body is telling you whatever it is that you're doing is not right. If you see somebody's name calling you on the phone and suddenly you go, oh, I don't want to answer that. Why? Why don't you want to answer that? If you're going to see your friend or a spouse or a significant other and you get there and your just stomach is like in knots or you have a headache, well, why is that? So I think we have to have the courage to listen to the message.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And going off of that, I mean, first of all, I could have easily not listened. I could have just said, thank God I'm okay and keep going on with my job and my life. But I made a change and it spoke to me, that scream. I had to listen because mm-hmm. I do not want to know what would happen if I didn't listen to that
mm-hmm.
at all. And I also, talking about that negative into a positive, I think it's just, yes, it's important to have that outlook on life. I think so many of my friends have been saying, wow, you've been so positive throughout this. Like, it's really admirable. And it's obviously meant so much to me. I didn't even realize I was being so positive about this experience. But I think it's also important to remember that it's okay not to be okay. I think I was trying for so hard to put up a smile and just be so grateful and changing this into this whole experience of gratitude. But you know, like being home and thinking about the accident and having flashbacks, it definitely is a traumatizing experience. And I've spoken to you about this, of just kind of like venting and talking about it and dealing with it in different ways, because it's okay also to not be okay and deal with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because again, it's the pushing down of the feelings. You can't continue pushing down with whatever it is you're pushing down with. It could be drugs. It could be food. It could be exercise. It could be anything like that. And we need to listen, and yes, sometimes things are really hard. Life can be really hard. So the question is not that, you know, to try and avoid any pain. Mm-hmm. The important thing is to understand the pain, to see the pain, to feel the pain, and then to look for the bright side of things. Look for the message. Look for something that you can learn from something that happened, and see if you can pivot to a different road, a different path, a better path. And, you know, sometimes the lesson isn't that deep. Sometimes it's very deep. It just depends on what you understand from what the situation that happened.
I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because not only did you fly out the day of my accident when you had plans to fly to a different location that same day, but you also were my nurse throughout this whole experience, took care of me when I was in the worst pain I've ever been after surgery.
Of course.
And just helping me cope with this insanely traumatizing experience that I'm now crazy to say that I'm grateful that it's happened to me and I've learned from it. And a day does not go by where I don't think about what happened. However, I'm turning that scary, really horrifying experience into gratitude and into change in my life, into pivoting my life course, and into every single day thinking about a way where I can not only better myself, but also slow down. I think that's something that is going to really carry with me and be with me forever.
Mm-hmm. What you've learned from it is really admirable, as I have seen you go through this journey. I you know, the person that was there before the accident is a very evolved person after the accident. And I think that that is very courageous of you to want to take that dive into, you know, what can be done to learn and to move forward. I think that takes a lot of courage.
Well, Mom, thank you so much for being here with me today. The amount of ways you've impacted my life is, I couldn't have coped with what happened to me. I couldn't have done this without you. You've been with me through thick and thin. And I mean, you literally flew out the day of. I got back to my apartment. My roommate was amazing to pick me up. And I was pretty far in the middle of nowhere. I got home the second I woke up and from sleeping, you were there. So, and just ever since, you've just, I mean, always been with me every step of the way. So I'm just so grateful. Not only for your life coaching skills, but for everything else. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I just feel very blessed in so many ways. And just know, the other thing I just want to end on is, I think it's so important to realize how short life is. Like, if you are not happy, quit that job and find something you're passionate about. If you want to pursue something in life, do it now. If you want to take that risk to be happy, do it. Do whatever you need to do, whether it's saying no to things, whether it's taking risks, or whether it's just literally not caring what people think, which is so hard. Because I get in those times too where it's so easy to care about what other people think, but I could have died a couple days ago and now I'm here. You know what? Who cares? Mm-hmm. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Life is too short. If you're listening to this and you need a little nudge to take the risk, a little whisper, life is too short where you're not going to remember this time in your life and you're going to be old one day and look back and be like, I wish I didn't pay so much attention to that.
It's really important to take action. So if any of this is ringing true to you, take one small step today. If you hate your job, go on LinkedIn and see what else is out there. Just sign up for, you know, any of the ZipRecruiters or anything, you know, any of the other sites that may be able to help you find jobs. You're not leaving your job tomorrow, but at least see what's out there. It's a really great opportunity right now to go and find a position that you may love. If it's something else that you want to do, maybe it's to move to another state or maybe start exercising, then come up with something, one step. Maybe you just go and see what a gym has to offer. Or maybe you take one virtual class. Or maybe you stretch for 20 minutes today. I know that that is how I really started, you know, working out as much as I do now, because I started with little steps at a time. So I think it's important to take action and take one small step today, whatever that may be. It could be one phone call. It could be one email. It could be one text. Just take one step. And I promise that one step will turn into two and it'll start opening up that road to where you want to go.
Mm. And on that note, we drop the mic. It's so true. You taught me this since I was little. It's like, don't say, have a monthly goal, have a weekly goal. Little by little, you're going to achieve that overarching goal.
Yep.
Well, thank you again, Mom. Thank you. How can people reach out to you, to your agency, if they need to find a life coach for themselves?
Yes. So I am at lifecoachagency.com and you can reach out to me or you can find me on LinkedIn, Life Coach Agency or Gina Eckstein. Here, if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Even if you feel stuck with anything and you just need some guidance, I am more than happy to help. I love what I do. It is my passion and I love to help people reach their dreams.
I love it. Well, thank you again. And thank you everyone for listening today and letting me also just share my, I don't even know how to describe my experience. It was like Fast and Furious 7 or something. But thank you for letting me share my experience with
That's
you because,
great way to think of it.
You know, no, but it's to be able to talk about something that was so scary and something that was haunting me. And now to be so open about it, I think is something that you've helped me do and just something that's special that a lot of people can't do after something that's been so scary in their life. So thank you to everyone listening. Thank you, Mama.
My pleasure. So insightful. I loved it.
I will see you guys next week. And thank you so much for joining the Fit Food Junkies journey with me.